Thousands of spectators crowded the streets of Santa Rosa yesterday to cheer the final moments of the annual Amgen Tour of California. Recreational cyclist Bob Dahlstedt of Santa Rosa stood at the finish line, cowbell at the ready.
Cowbells are a tradition in cycling races. It really comes from original cows, especially in the Alps and the Pyrenees, where the riders crest the mountain passes. There's usually herds of cows up there with real cowbells. And since then, spectators started using cowbells, and now they use them at finishes, and it's just part of the atmosphere.
With cowbells poised, fans waited expectantly as the finalists raced across the finish line. Rhonda Davenport from Lafayette had both a cowbell and a large sign.
A ridiculous sign of Peter Sagan. He's a sprinter, and we're hoping that he takes the stage today.
Just minutes later, Davenport and the rest of the crowd erupted in cheers as Sagan, a 23-year-old cyclist from Slovakia, pulled away in the final moments to secure the lead of the final stage of the race. It was the finish Davenport was hoping for. Sagan's 10th annual Tour of California stage win, the most of any cyclist who has ever ridden in the race. At the awards ceremony, the announcer asked Sagan if the crowds could expect to see him next year.
Do you have another year at the Amgen Tour of California? Can we expect to see you back in 2014?
Yeah, when you're alive, I come, yeah.
But the Tour's overall title went to T.J. Van Garderen, a 24-year-old cyclist from Boulder, Colorado. Van Garderen is a newcomer to the cycling stage, winning Best Young Rider at last year's Tour de France, finishing fifth overall. But Sunday's win was Van Garderen's first professional stage race. A strong all-round cyclist, Van Garderen held the lead in the final 3 days of the race, beating out Australia's Michael Rogers by 1 minute and 47 seconds. At the awards ceremony, Van Garderen pulled on the yellow jersey awarded to the race winner and was joined on stage by his newborn daughter in front of a roaring crowd.
A proud papa today, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for T.J. Van Garderen!
The Tour itself, just in its eighth year, has already become what some consider the most prominent long-distance cycling race in the U.S. This was the first time Amgen ran south to north, covering nearly 750 miles and climbing a record 60,000 feet. Santa Rosa is the hometown of Van Garderen's team, BMC Racing. His win helped cement the region's position as a cycling mecca.
I mean, it's just a nice showcase for the state. It's a great sport. And Northern California, we have wonderful roads to ride.
On the streets of Santa Rosa, I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.